There's a woman whose Twitter post is going viral. She is 18 years old from out of Arizona, and she got a knife tattooed on her arm. And it's if you can see the tweet, it's up on our Twitter at PetchNamie. So she tweets out a picture of her resting her hand on her face on her hand, and you can see her new tattoo that she got done secretly. So her dad sees it on Twitter, and he starts posing with real knives. And tweeting her, talking about his tattoo. So good for him. I think that's parenting done right.
Absolutely.
And I'm thinking, you don't have any tattoos.
Nope.
And I have four. When I got my four tattoos I have, I got done for specific reasons. Okay. I was never just, oh, let's just get a purple butterfly. And my friend was a tattoo artist in Seaside Heights, and which is like Guido capital of the world for Jersey Shore. And also in Pemberton, New Jersey, they had two shops, Pemberton, New Jersey, and Seaside Heights. So we would go both places, and you could always tell that every time at the shop that was down the shore, it was a purple butterfly or a Chinese symbol. It was the stereotypical tattoos that, you know, you're like, you don't care about this.
No, you just do it.
Yeah, but at the other shops, they people got legitimate tattoos for legitimate reasons. And so I wonder, like, I don't know if this woman is a chef, that why she got, you know, a knife tattooed on her. So we don't know if you have any tattoos that you regret. And I could say I have four tattoos. I don't regret a single one.
Okay.
The ones that I wanted, I got them done. I don't have an interest that, you know, people say tattooing's addicting. Addictive, but I think if you're tattooing yourself just to tattoo yourself, my friend has a tattoo of Bjork, the singer, on him.
Okay.
I'm like, wait, do you like Bjork that much that you got her face tattooed on your side, on your rib cage? It's weird to me.
That is weird.
But he's really into, it's my friend Jimmy Jitsu. He's really into jujitsu. I'm like, I guess you can walk around with Bjork. Nobody's going to say anything to you because...
No, because you'll kick their ass.
Yeah.
And it's funny because... And she mentions it every now and again. Like, my daughter Macy, she goes, when I'm 18, I'm going to get tattoos. And I'm like, why? And she goes, oh, because I think they look really cool. And I'm not sure where she's getting that from, because she's all about the Kylie Jenners and stuff like that. And I don't think they've got any that I know of. But she seems to be very kind of, and I'm not sure where she's getting that from.
There doesn't seem to be, well, no, I shouldn't say, there are fad tattoos, right? So when I was when I was younger, right, when I was your daughter's age, 12, 13, tramp stamps were a big thing. Like right on the lower back.
Yeah,
That was a huge thing. Now the new tramp stamp is rib cages.
Oh, really?
You look at Rihanna, she's all tatted up,
true.
But it's lyrics on your rib cage, the infinity sign or a feather.
That's maybe what she's seeing then, maybe. So
yeah.
But that's her thing right now. And I've said to her, look, if you get to that point and you really want them, just don't have them anywhere where they're like they're on show. Because if you go to whatever work you decide to do,
sure, like
because people do look at them face, and judge you by it.
Face tattoos. I don't like anything in this world enough. I don't love anything enough in this world to get tattooed on my face.
No, and that's the thing.
Face, neck, or knuckles. To me, that is a sign that you've given up. Or that guy. We were at Wawa Milford one time. And this guy was standing in line, big dude, 6'4", 6'5", big man, had the Nazi symbol tattooed onto his side of his head. Like, that's a commitment to hate. If one day you're having a good day and you see somebody, you're like, ah, I forgot I gotta hate these people.
And the thing is that people do things at certain points in their life, and they may end up
regretting
that.
How you feel at 19 is not how you feel at 29.
Like, this guy could be like a real like teddy bear superstar, like, you know. But as soon as you see that, though, it looks totally different.
So we want to know: do you have any tattoos that you regret? 424-1234 to be part of the show.